We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's like, try. Them up, they run this, right? Sell some records first.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Hour number two, we'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now. The NCAA tournament gets underway in about 15 minutes. We'll keep you updated on all the games. We'll get into some more tournament conversation about 20 minutes as well. Also, live coverage of the tournament starts at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're looking for a game, say you're a Michigan State fan or something like that, and you're driving around and you want to check in on the game, you can listen live now at westwood1.com.
Yes.
Now, I would prefer you just listen to us.
Yeah, man.
But I get it. If you're a Spartan and you got to be keeping tabs on the on the first game today between Michigan State and Mississippi State.
Oh,
I understand.
I guess I still got time.
Hold yeah, you got about 10 minutes.
Yeah, because Izzo made me mad, dog.
You're going to pick against him just because he's being a crotchety old man?
Yeah, man. He done made me damn mad. You know what? Damn him.
Damn him.
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. Yeah. Starkville, baby.
Yeah.
You got him losing to North Carolina anyway, right?
I know, but.
Or no.
No.
Oh, that's right, because you had Michigan State going to the Sweet 16.
I did.
So you have the Mississippi State.
Okay, never mind.
Bulldogs.
I hate North Carolina more. I hate North Carolina more than I do hate whiny old men.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big North Carolina.
Oh, interesting.
Man. Yeah.
Because you tend to keep it pretty even-keeled when it comes to sports hate. Like,
yeah.
You're not the biggest sports hater.
I didn't say hate.
You hate them.
I don't like them. I don't like them.
Okay, why? What is it?
I don't like those teams. I don't like them. I can't stand Duke.
Okay.
I don't like North Carolina.
Why?
Because I don't like Blue Bloods.
Okay.
I don't like Blue.
This isn't an interrogation. I'm just interested to know why.
These are things, Andy. All right.
It's good, man.
I have no problem with North Carolina. I don't like North Carolina because this is the reason why.
Okay.
Because people, I don't like when people have five different teams of their fans with. They're either Duke fan, a Laker fan, or North Carolina fan. Yeah. You know,
because you're a Patriots fan and you're a Tar Heels fan.
That's why I like. That's why I'm done with all that.
I'm with you.
I never paid attention to a lot of this until I finished playing and all those different things, and you're interacting more with just I won't call regular people with fans. And I'm like, okay, I like Tar Heels. Oh, you went to North Carolina? Oh no, I just like Tar Heels, but I'm also a fan of. I'm like. Huh? Now, you can like who the hell you want to.
That's a great reason
to not
like
You can like who the hell you want to.
They're one of those schools.
Because I always respected North Carolina basketball because I love Rasheed Wallace when he was there, and Jerry Stackhouse, and Jameis, and
Vince. Those were the guys.
I loved it.
They were in the Final Four in Seattle when the Final Four was in Seattle,
right.
And we got to go to the practice at an open whatever fan fest thing and get in to see Wallace and Jerry Stackhouse. I was like, I love those guys.
Yeah,
but then – after that, it's like, oh, Tyler Hans, bro.
You got five teams? Yeah, then all of them are from different states and leagues? Oh, okay.
What if they play each other? That's always my thing. Is if you got multiple I guess if they're different sports, the Yankees and the – but, if you're a big fan of the school you went to and then you're also a fan of North Carolina,
right.
What happens if they play
I'm not a fan of any school in America except for Georgia.
Me either.
No other school.
Well, and I root Appalachian State.
I don't, of course,
just for my wife.
Of course.
But that's why I don't like North Carolina.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like North Carolina because she went to Appalachian State.
Right.
And they're not really rivals.
They're not.
Obviously.
They're not.
But the reason she hates them is because she's from North Carolina
right.
and it was smart, basically,
right.
in high school. And everyone was like, oh, so you'll go to UNC. She's like, no, go
to App.
App
State.
It's just as good of a school, which it is. It is. Well, it's
nice catch.
It's not. But that's fine. It doesn't matter. I hate North Carolina for that reason and that reason
yeah,
alone.
But as I'm saying, I don't hate North Carolina. I just don't like them. I hate Duke.
Okay.
Yeah.
We kind of like Duke because Jim, her dad, has like brain surgery at the Duke Hospital.
See, so Andy, why you got to go there? No, I'm feeling bad because I know how I feel about Jim Davis.
I know you really wish Jim's brain wouldn't have bounced back.
You know how I feel about Jim Davis.
Look at you rooting against Jim Davis's brain.
Yeah, you know how I feel about
Jim. Well done.
Because the thing with Jim, he got saved by Duke, and he's a damn Tennessee fan.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about Tennessee and they fans.
Yeah, I know how you feel about that.
Okay, but Jim's different.
But he's one of those people, though. Jim will have different teams. Like, he loves Tennessee, but also Clemson. And it's like, no, you can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that. What, you just like orange?
You actually can, but that's how you feel. You can't do
you
that.
You can, but you can't.
Right.
I mean, do whatever you want, but come on. Have a little.
That's just
a little fan pride. You know what I mean?
All
right, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle every day at noon. We'll start with some of the pro days that happened yesterday.
Caleb, throw the ball.
Caleb Williams, I'm just reading this verbatim from what Abe wrote on the NFL no huddle headlines. Caleb Williams, nearly perfect at pro day. Reportedly connects on 46 of 50-ish passes.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, he had 50 passes scripted.
Yep.
With 50 routes for his receivers, and he missed four.
Well. Good. I'm not drafting.
There's
him.
No because the thing about what I laughed. This is the thing that
Abe said. It's all true.
This is the thing.
It's all true.
Where I sit back and watch when you watch these quarterbacks throws at their pro days or the combine, it's so damn casual. You know, they take the cute drop.
Yeah.
They sit back. You're not going to be cute and casual when a 300-pound defensive end is coming at you.
It's true.
But at the same time, he's a quarterback. He's a very high level, high skilled quarterback. He should have been 50 for 50. You know, I mean, you throw it on air, there's no pressure, all those different things. So you should have thrown it. Maybe the dude ran the wrong route.
Probably.
Yeah, guy ran a bad route or drop.
Throw him under the bus. It's one of those guys.
Bad route, drop, or whatever.
Wind?
Maybe it was Southern California.
Yeah, probably not a lot of wind out there.
But I'll tell you this, the dude can play. And it looks like the Bears are going to pick him and everything like that. I know I saw that Washington, Dan and all of them were out there. We know the connections with the OC and him being from that area and everything like that. I just don't think the Bears would move that. Like, he is set up so well to be good. If you look at the offensive skill position that he has, the offensive line's a little bit better. They went and got Swifty and everything like that. He's set up for that.
Yep.
Now, the biggest thing with that is he's going to be a rookie and things, you know, rookie mistakes are going to happen.
He said if Chicago were to take him,
uh-huh.
he would be, here he is.
I think he's going to another big city. I've heard that they love football, so if that's the place, I'm excited for that. The fans love football. It's one of the biggest things that I care about is a place that cares. You know, if that was the place, I'd be excited.
Okay. There it is. Like, the only time I've ever seen somebody – well, Eli didn't say much. His face just told you he didn't want to go damn San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? His face told you that. I've never heard one of these guys come say in recent time that I don't want to play there. You know, I think that, you know – Chicago, we know Chicago, great sports town, love them damn Bears.
Yeah.
You know, the Bears have been a mess. I like Poles' GM. I do. I think he does a great job and everything like that. But if they didn't have the number one pick and they were picking at 9, I too believe that Justin Fields would still be the quarterback.
Yeah, man, what an odd saga that turned into.
Yeah, I think Justin Fields would still be the quarterback.
I was
but
obviously
they got the number one pick.
Out Monday and Tuesday, so we didn't get a chance to really respond to that at all.
Right.
What the hell? What did they get for him?
A six.
A sixth round what?
A
six
that can be a fourth with the playing time or whatever.
Right.
I think he's going to beat Russ out.
But that's
I do. I think he's going to beat Russ out.
That's I mean, how did that happen? How did you get from what he was and all the games he played and looking flashes and all that kind of stuff
because
to a sixth round
because
drafting.
The thing because the league looked at Justin Fields a certain way. That's one.
What way?
Yeah, that he is not worthy of a second day pick. Because he looked at Mac Jones, and they probably looked at it and put numbers up against each other. All these different things could have went there, and then they were sitting around like, the Bears have to take a quarterback
that's
number
it.
One.
Yeah, the Bears just had no leverage.
They had no
whatsoever.
Leverage.
Yeah,
they had no
that's,
leverage.
Okay, that makes sense. That part of it makes sense to me. Justin Fields for a six-round draft pick doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know who's going to win that competition, but I know one thing.
Russell Wilson is no mentor.
No.
Russell Wilson's not. If Justin Fields wins that job, that's not going to be a comfortable situation.
No, that's not going to
be. If Russell Wilson wins the job, I'm sure Justin Fields doesn't want to be his backup either. I'm sure Justin Fields would like to play football.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson's not there to be a mentor.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Real quick, Mike Garofalo, he typed the wrong thing. He said that the Patriots are signing Jalen Hawkins.
Okay.
Yeah, he said Panthers.
Panthers had been.
He typed it wrong.
Okay.
But good for him. But, no, I mean, I love Russ. And he got the video out of him doing his drops and his workout. Like, Russ, just go do your damn workout, Russ. All right, yeah, whatever, 35 years old. What 35-year-old quarterback show everybody that he's doing what he's supposed to do in the offseason?
Russell Wilson.
It's your damn job, Russ.
Russell Wilson does that?
Damn job to be out there working on your drops.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you got to see it, though. You need to see it. You got to see what I'm doing.
Damn,
I really like what the Falcons have done this offseason is really interesting, and I'm looking forward. This is going to be one of the most interesting training camps, seasons, hopefully good seasons for the first time in a while. Like, I'm really looking forward to all the stories with the Falcons. That would be a fun competition to cover. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. Because the thing
these guys couldn't
because
be more different.
They're so different, and it's going to be one of those things where, like, if Russ plays good, Justin probably won't beat him out.
Yeah, probably.
But here's going to be the rub in that whole thing. Justin is going to be able to relate to the locker room better than Russ. Russ and George Pickens going to be cool. Him and I'm just telling you these young Jit-Jats.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
These young Jit-Jats.
They probably know each other.
Yeah, they play together.
Yeah.
These young Jit-Jats now, I'm just telling you, they're going to be playing video games. They're going to be playing on the headset. They're going to be, hey, dog, you know how they got the phone. They take a picture of me.
Yeah.
All that stuff. They do that. Russ don't do that. Russ say, hey, man, take a picture of me. Russ ain't taking nobody picture in there. But I'd be damn if Justin Fields didn't want to be in three-person man selfies. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you right now, man. I can already see it.
Yeah.
Russ don't relate.
No, I just –
Russ don't know about that hooky-booky. Justin do. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. No, I don't know,
the hooky-booky's going to come down to who's the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a good way to choose quarterbacks. I don't – I mean, I think Russell Wilson probably is – better right now.
I think he is. I think
he is. Yeah, I don't know. I could see that situation going bad.
Yeah.
I think
Russell is better than Justin Fields.
Yeah, but they might like Justin
Fields. You know what I'm saying?
But they're different. They're not. Like, Russell's not going to try to help
him. I don't
anything.
Understand
like,
why.
He is not interested
but
any of that.
Andy, that does not happen in the NFL.
I know.
All right. Starting quarterbacks do not mentor young quarterbacks.
They sure don't.
They don't.
But if there's someone who's, like, cut out to do that, some people might be more cut out to do that.
Hey, Russ.
Not him.
Hell no.
He's going to try to ruin you.
Russ
he does not want you
Russ
in that room.
Trying to get another 100 mil.
Yeah, another 100 mil. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I know that. It's either going to be great or a disaster.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen.
What do you think about Odell visiting Miami?
It's a nice place to visit.
Nice place to visit. Yeah. But I'm saying, Dolphins, Odell?
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I like that. I mean, I don't know what he's going to get from them contract-wise because there's so much money paid to wide receivers.
And then they got to do Tua. I think Tua is going to get done by training camp, like all core big quarterbacks.
They got to pay Tua $200 million. Yeah. Tariq's got all the money. Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, if he's in that room with
those guys,
that's a nice signing for sure. We didn't get to Marvin Harrison Sr. I do want to get that at some point so we can hear about what he and Marvin Harrison or Jr. are doing throughout this process. We'll get there.
Let's get to it.
We'll get there. Not now. We've got to go break now. But we'll do that later in the show. We will come back and talk a little NCAA tournament as the tournament is about to tip off in just a couple of minutes. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. The bar is filling up. The tournament is underway. Michigan State and Mississippi State have tipped off the 8-9 matchup live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right, our
exactly
favorite place.
Exactly where an 8-9 matchup should
our
be.
Our favorite, well, I mean, I've never had no bad, well, I just don't like going there. I've never had nothing bad happen to me. You got...
I just got problems.
You just got problems.
I got scar tissue. Let me ask you this, though, before we actually talk about anything else sports-related, because the four cities that are hosting the games today,
right?
I mean, pick your poison. Charlotte, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Salt Lake City?
I'm never going to Salt Lake City.
So that's all?
Yeah, because they don't do enough up there for me to have me a good time. Omaha, there's never a reason for me to go there.
Abe likes Omaha?
Yeah, there's... He would.
Abe likes a lot of stuff, we found out.
We know he don't like, like. He does not like strippers.
Nope. Well.
They better have a TV in there. Oh, my God, Abe. It said strip. It said gentlemen's club.
Yeah.
And Abe said, well, they better have TVs in there. Not the women better be pretty.
Nope.
They better.
Now, it's a watch party, right, for the tournament.
Yeah, but you can watch that ass. But he don't want to do that. This dude said they better have TVs in there. What are we doing?
I have two eyes. You know what I mean? So
he said they better have TVs in there.
Good look back.
Oh, boy. Damn, Abe.
Abe? Here's what I'll say about Abe. And this is what I'll always say about
him. He's all sports.
Every time, yes, I suppose. Not really, because he got up at 3 o'clock this morning to watch Jake Gyllenhaal in a movie, but he likes movies too. Abe is Abe,
yes.
100% of the time.
Yes.
Like that's, and I think that's a compliment. Like, that's what you want from anyone. Like, genuine, like, now, you know, some of the details that make people 100% themselves, you might not like all of. But one thing you know about Abe is he's not faking it,
nope.
And he's going to be
he'll
Abe.
He'll never fake it.
24/7, 366,
because
it's leap year. We got an extra one this year.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and that's him. He said, if they don't, I will
watch it on my phone. That's exactly what he said. All right.
Don't they get mad at you sometimes for having your phone up because they think you're videoing them? So have TVs. But that's going on today and tomorrow, right? If people want to come hang out and watch the games with you guys, that'll be today and tomorrow?
Yes.
Where? Anyone want to promote it? Or?
Is it Cheetah?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that a Cheetah and everything? So it'll be today and tomorrow and everything. So come out, holler at us. We'll be out there watching the game. Well, yeah, watching the game and everything like that.
Among other things.
But yeah, make sure you just come out and holler. We'll be in there live and. Yeah.
So what was it? Charlotte, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Salt Lake City?
I like Pittsburgh.
Me too.
I like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's cool.
Good time in Pittsburgh.
I got a business in Omaha.
Nah. Too flat.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, they got that. They be moving weight through Omaha. You remember Belly?
I do remember Belly.
I don't like that. So, yeah, that's what I got. I don't like that. That's them over there? I don't like that. So, that's why I'm going to go to Omaha. Brothers in Utah, still. If you ain't a jazz player, you got no business there. Or if you skip passing through. But other than that, you ain't no business in Utah.
Fair enough.
I said it.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough. So the first game is underway, Michigan State, Mississippi State. Okay. 10-4 right now. Michigan State is ahead. I never bet against Tom Izzo.
It's hard, dog. It's always hard to bet against.
He's had worse teams than this in the Sweet 16, and it feels like he almost always makes it that far. Now, if they do win, if they win this game against Mississippi State, and this is going to be a slog.
Yeah.
Like, these two teams play tough. They like to rebound. They play defense. They use a lot of the shot clock. Like, guys are coming out of this game with bruises. They got North Carolina in the second round, and North Carolina is a number one seed. So if they're going to make it to the Sweet 16, obviously that's a tough test, not just today, but in the second round. In about half an hour, 20 minutes from right now, Duquesne versus BYU. Speaking of Utah,
Duquesne. That's LeBron's high school. No, college coach or high school coach.
Is it high school coach?
I think it's one of it before he went to St. Joseph.
Now that's kind of funny.
Or the guy who was there before his teammate's dad took over. I think that's him.
Okay. What's funny about Duquesne and BYU is BYU's in Utah near Salt Lake City, and Duquesne's in Pittsburgh, and that game's being played in Omaha.
Yeah.
So neither one of those teams got the home court benefit. They sent all the Alabama teams to Spokane,
which is crazy.
All of them.
Yes.
The UAB's out there. Alabama's out there. Like if you're coming out of if you're at Alabama school and you're in the NCAA tournament, they sent you out west. Spoke Alabama. That's what you're going to have to do if you're coming out of there.
I'm going to ask you this. How far is Spokane from Seattle?
About 300 miles.
Okay.
It is almost to Idaho.
Okay.
You're about as close to Idaho as you can get.
All right.
And Gonzaga plays, speaking of Spokane, at 7:25 today.
Yeah.
That's obviously that's Christmas in that city.
And it's a 5-12 matchup.
5-12 matchup.
5-12.
Honestly?
McNeese State is good.
Oh, yeah. McNeese State can play.
McNeese State can play.
Yeah, they're really good. When you're a mid-major like that and you're a 12 seed, obviously I know
they're
Gonzaga.
30-3.
Gonzaga has transcended the mid-major. Yes. They're now officially one of the best teams in the country. They've been in, I think, seven or eight straight Sweet 16s. Yes. Like, they're legitimately one of those teams. Now, this is not one of those teams, though. Like, they don't have the type of talent that they've had over the last 5 years or 10 years, really. Like, they got some good guys, but there's no Chet Holmgren.
Right.
There's no Jalen Suggs.
See, Chet dunk on old boy last night?
That was nasty.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but he is 7'6".
Yeah, he's a million feet tall. But that was still – he cocked it back.
Yeah,
though.
It was.
He threw it down
it
on him. But this is not one of those Gonzaga teams that people have favored to go to the Final Four, which to me feels like a Gonzaga team that goes to the Final Four. Like, when you don't have expectations for them, they tend to overachieve. Like, that's where they came from.
Right.
Remember, they were the ultimate Cinderella before they built this thing into a championship. But as I'm looking through these games, like, they're all, you know, they're all fun, especially if you went to the school or you have a storyline or something like that you want to watch. The first one that I'm really fired up about today is McNeese State Gonzaga, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's probably – I don't know, Oakland, Kentucky, maybe. Like, Kentucky just doesn't defend, and if they decide they don't want to play defense today, maybe Oakland can give them a little bit of a run.
I just said this about Kentucky. They were talking about Kentucky this morning. Like, they have, like, two top five draft picks on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, if they just want to go talent kid, but that's the thing about it is they just can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You got to play a little bit of defense and everything, but now everybody's so offense-driven.
They did once.
Let me see my and all that other
stuff. They played one game where they played, like, legitimately good defense, and they beat Auburn by, like, 15.
Yes.
They played great.
But that's the thing.
Otherwise, they haven't done it.
But, I mean, that's the thing with Coach Cal. Can he get them up? Because he can get them there. He can get them to Kentucky and everything like that. Can you get this young team? Because, for the most part, it's young. Can you get this young team up to play a little bit of defense? But they're playing against Oakland, so how do you look at it if you're Kentucky and these young boys? It's Oakland.
Exactly. You got to be careful of that, right?
Oakland. California?
We've seen we've seen it so much over the last handful of years.
Yo,
where
what division they play in? You know, stuff like, because they probably never heard of damn Oakland before.
Yeah, because these guys are all top 100 recruits.
Yeah.
They're all NIL babies. Like, they're all these kids that are so much more physically gifted, and a lot of them are going to be in the NBA in a couple of years. Whereas Oakland, if they're lucky, might have one guy who makes, like, a G League roster or something like that over the next couple of years. But they'll also come out there and outwork you if you're not careful. Now, I personally am of the belief, just because of how much talent is on this Kentucky team and the way that their bracket kind of stacks up, I got them in the Elite Eight. I just, from a talent perspective, I think that because we have seen it in glimpses that they can play a little bit of defense and get up for it. But they beat Oakland. NC State, Texas Tech, like, I love the NC State story. The fact that they won the ACC tournament is incredible.
It's crazy.
But that's a lot of fortune.
Kentucky,
even
Andy,
to get
Kentucky's
done.
Roster is, if you want to talk man for man, it's just as good.
Probably the best
in the country.
Yeah, probably.
You want to just go talent for talent, rank for rank, all that other crap? Yeah. I mean, they got dudes. They got NBA guys on their team.
Uh-huh.
We know that.
You know who else, just from a talent, like, NBA lottery pick standpoint, is crazy loaded? Is Colorado. Like, Colorado's got two guys that are both going to be first-round draft picks. One guy that might be a top-10 draft pick. I don't know. I haven't picked Colorado to go very far in this tournament. They beat Boise, but I got them losing to Marquette in the second round. I got them beating Florida. Sorry, Abe. I don't know. I know, yeah. One of your best players broke his leg. That's the other thing about a lot of these teams.
That was crazy how he got hurt,
too. It's very gross. The other thing about a lot of these top teams is like, Houston's a number one seed. They got beat by 30 yes. in their conference championship yeah. game because all their guys are hurt.
But that's
Kansas,
the thing. Are they good?
All their guys are
hurt. And we know about Kansas. That's why I changed my pick. The thing about Houston, the same thing happened to them last year.
Yeah,
you remember, they were highly ranked.
Yep.
A lot of people thought they'd win. They lost a couple of their best players. Can they get healthy? Coach Sampson, I'll tell you this. He's a hell of a ball coach. Now, it's going to be some skeletons and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Eventually, they're going to have to take the banners
exactly.
down.
But right now.
But if they hang him up in the first place.
Yeah, but now, I mean, he's a hell of a coach. How healthy are they?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it.
Now, I got them winning the championship because they said the kid from Kansas ain't coming back. He's done.
Yeah, and not only the two best players for Kansas aren't playing.
Yeah, they're not playing. They haven't said that about
Houston's best player is playing. Now, the other guys, as they advance in the tournament, especially if they get to the second weekend, are likely to be able to play.
Yeah.
But Jamal Shedd is their best player, and he's one of those guys. We were talking about the kid, Terrence Shannon from Illinois. Like, there's a handful of these individuals.
Bucket getters.
And we've seen it happen in the tournament before where – you just ride one of those guys that you cannot stop, and they could take you all the way to the Final Four.
Right.
Like, Jamal Shedd is that type of guy for Houston. The only problem Houston has is the same problem they always have, is they play that super slow it down. They try to keep the game low. Like, if Houston blows you out, they beat you by 7.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if Alabama or one of these up-tempo teams blows you out, they beat you by 25.
Right.
Houston, every game they play is close because they play such a slow pace.
But then that's where you get back into the pace of play in like postseason games. Like, which one is more prevalent as far as winning title? Because we know this in the NBA, stuff gets slower, tougher in the playoffs. We understand that. We know that when you look at the NCAA, because a lot of these teams, because it's not in conference, you don't play these teams. You don't never seen these teams, all these different things. So you got to adjust to their style. Which team can force their style on the other team is the one that always wins.
Yeah, and I think Houston can. I mean, they just have to get past Longwood and either Nebraska or Texas A&M, and then they'll probably start getting healthier. I mean, the knock on them always was coming from the conference they had been playing in where they tested, but they won the Big 12 this year.
Yeah.
Now, they win the conference tournament. Like we said, they got killed in the end by Iowa State, but they won the regular season Big 12. They're battle-tested, man. They're a good team. They just got to get healthy. Anyway, tournament's underway. Michigan State currently handling business against Mississippi State 20-8 with about 10 minutes left in the first half. We'll keep you updated on that one. As all the games tip off, we'll keep you keep you in the know about the scores as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us this hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Dukes and Bell going to be here as well from 2 to 7 for all your March Madness coverage. We'll be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead tomorrow as well if you want to come by on a happy hour Friday and check out some tournament basketball with us as well. The second game is underway. Duquesne out to an early 5-0 lead over BYU.
Yeah, man.
They showed BYU's starting lineup.
Uh-huh.
Before the game, you know, they show like all the headshots of the
guys.
All those guys are 35 years old. Like, they don't have one person in their 20s starting for BYU.
Oh, somebody leaking.
Yeah, he's blowing. Look at that.
Yeah, somebody's leaking already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
You might beat Duquesne, but you're going to bleed if you do
it. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
They got old buddy leaking right now to the lip. But, damn, 35? Really?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No, because I know they'd be old.
They just kind of look old.
I know they'd be old.
I don't know if they're actually that old.
I know because, you know, we had this whole thing because I didn't know about – I know the mission thing. I don't know if you have to go on one, when you have to go on one, all those other things to go to BYU and everything. So, they could be. They could be. But I'll tell you who don't look like they're 35, who still like they're 35 is Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson looks the same.
The same day when Tim Duncan was drafted, exactly what he looked like. The same way, got that same no temp.
The best voice, the same haircut.
I'll
tell you what Avery hasn't done that I did. He hasn't changed barbers. That's for sure.
Oh no,
he hasn't been cheating on his barber. He's been going to the same guy since 1986.
He had that same baby fro with no temp. Same damn haircut for 40 years. I hear you, Avery. Same damn haircut, the baby fro, no temp.
Okay, let's get to the back page with Bo.
We did actually, I was actually in a meeting less than an hour ago in Athens, Georgia with our team. So I don't get down here by car. I come down by plane. It was the bumpiest plane ride, windiest plane ride I've ever been on, okay? So I was thinking, could I have gone in the parking lot of my player's parking lot, maybe got a Lamborghini, and drove down and put it down really fast? I know that's an inside joke for some of you because everybody's, I thought about it, but I would have had to drive, and I don't think I can drive one. I don't think I can fit in one of those. So,
you can.
But there's definitely a different parking lot when it comes to players in the world we live in right now.
That's Kirby Smart from a Macon Touchdown Club.
Lovely
meeting.
Macon. Lovely
had to
Macon.
Take that long flight down to Macon. Not sure if you could fit into a Lamborghini, but yes. So Carson's Lamborghini is rather strange looking. I didn't even know Lamborghinis made hatchbacks or SUVs or whatever you want to call that thing.
Yeah, I got a question.
He's
on a plane from Athens to Macon?
Yeah.
It was probably
get off
like
your bougie ass, Kirby.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like jumping. You don't really get to make fun of the quarterback of the Lamborghini.
That's bougie as hell, Kirby.
If you flew a private plane from Athens
that's
to Macon.
That's bougie as hell, Kirby.
You don't really get to make fun of that.
You can go through Madison. You go through Gray. To Macon.
Yeah, right? But if you
it's going to take you an hour and a half.
But if you don't have to. Oh, how long does it take you to fly? Like 10 minutes? 15 minutes probably?
Let's go, bougie and Kirby. I'm talking about, I flew down here.
Yep.
Did you fly a helicopter? Maybe a helicopter.
I think he said plane.
You flew a plane from Athens? I'm done with Kirby.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the air's rough.
Oh, bougie.
From here to Athens.
Oh, bougie
to
yourself, man.
Lots
you, know, you, gotta, you go through Madison, Edenton, Gray, Macon.
Yeah, but. That sounds terrible. You know what sounds better? A 15-minute plane ride.
Yeah.
But again, when you're I get what he was doing because it's funny and the Lamborghini and all that kind of joke. But, like, the big picture of it is, that's why most of us don't care that much that the players have Lamborghinis because the coaches
have
private jets.
Do not a lot of players have Lamborghinis?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why are people so – on Carson with his
because I think a lot of guys have, like, trucks.
Yeah,
you know?
But my thing is –
Jalen Carter had the souped-up truck that was really fast.
I just don't understand. I live in Athens, Georgia. What I did a damn Lamborghini for?
And flex.
Don't say it like that ever a damn again, Andy, all right? Don't say it like that again.
For stunting and flexing, all right? Andy, that's why.
Don't put the G on the end of it.
That's why.
All right, just say stunting.
Stunting?
Don't
and
put the
flexing.
G on the end of it.
That's
right?
What you need a Lamborghini
that's what
for.
That's what I said. I don't want you to say it no more, man. Don't put the G on the end of it, Andy. Uh-huh. All right? Stunting.
That's what you need it for. Because, you know, okay, Randy, the radio host, doesn't think you need one. You know what the co-ed's like?
Huh?
Lambos.
I'm the freaking quarterback of Georgia.
Yeah.
I would wear that on my shirt to the Tate every day. All right?
I would too.
Yes.
As I drove there in my Lamborghini. Stunting and flexing.
Please stop putting the G on that.
I think if it's Carson Beck, though, Randy, I think he's definitely stunting.
Carson got some soul about him. You see his haircut?
Maybe he's stunting
and flexing.
He did have the Travis Kelce haircut.
Yeah, he goes to majors. Yeah, he goes to majors over there.
And from Macon over to Korea. So, as y'all kind of mentioned earlier, the Padres and Dodgers do split the 1-1 series. Yoshinobu Yamamoto did get shelled 5 runs in the first inning. Of course, that's not the big story from over that way. And look, whether it's a gambling ring or theft or just helping a friend, I'm not going to, speculate on this. But what we do know is that Ipe has already been replaced by Dodgers manager of performance operations, Iriton, I guess he just goes by one name, and he's the guy that previously helped Kenta Maeda when he was on the team with some interpretation.
Yeah, I saw that when when the bench or the pitching coach has to go out to the mound to see Yamamoto, he was out there with them because they had mentioned that, this got to be kind of awkward because they just fired the guy because not only did the translator work for Shohei, he was working and helping out with Yamamoto also.
Right.
And so it's crazy. Again, the math ain't mathing. I don't care. Shohei, I'm just saying, dog. Nobody gets $4.5 million in debt and still have body parts and limbs. It just don't happen. I'm sorry.
You don't think it'd be possible to squander away $4.5 million in a couple of days?
If you had it.
If you had it,
that's the thing.
Exactly.
This guy doesn't have it.
He doesn't have it.
Like,
How much does Shohei and Ohtani's interpreter make? It's got to be millions.
He makes $100,000. He makes They said $100,000 a year. That's what he makes.
Yeah, which is nice. That's a nice solid salary. There's nothing wrong with that. But $4.5 million, like, in order to do that, like, you got to be, you know, guys have done it before. Guys have blown $4.5 million gambling in a weekend before. But those guys are millionaires.
Yes.
Those are guys that have the money. You're not getting fronted $4.5 million.
You're not getting $4.5 million,
especially not by a like a private bookie like this. This is not. Yeah. Although it is funny to me to imagine having to cuss out a pitcher because you're mad at how he's pitching and wait for the interpreter to interpret.
Oh, dude, that's got to
say it with a little extra emphasis. I'm really mad at how he's pitching.
What was that? Mr. Baseball with Yoshi?
Exactly. Exactly right.
So y'all mentioned Duquesne as they're about to take on BYU today. Well, they're going to be doing that in fresh kicks supplied by LeBron James. LeBron gifting the entire Duquesne basketball team. Check this out. LeBron 21s. Is that not insane? These are the blue divers, they call them, with air zoom cushioning and a glow-in-the-dark outsole supposed to be modeled after an oyster shell. LeBron 21s.
You know what? I love it. You got a picture of him?
I don't. Oh. I was trying to figure out the connection.
But
again.
So that's his. That was his high school.
Current head coach is Keith Dambro, who was LeBron's coach in high school.
Okay,
that's right. He was the coach at St. Mary's before Coach Drew got the job.
Got it.
Because he left and went to the University of Akron. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, went to go be the head coach at the University of Akron. Coach Drew takes over, and that's how that happened, right?
Yeah,
there.
I was trying to find a picture of him. Can't.
They're pretty fly.
But we'll get there. That's what Blue Chew's for.
there you go.
But 21 is crazy. The fact that LeBron has – because they do one every year.
Yeah,
right?
They do. Yes.
So he's been in the league for 21 years. Oh, they still can't
see. The best ones are the first ones.
Yeah, the best ones are the first ones.
And then the black ones that he wore against the Warriors were cold as hell, too.
And those are the ones with the air bubble all the way around the bottom.
Those are cold.
There was another pair that was early that had a strap, and the strap was removable. Those were okay as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
A lot of
the LeBrons were just kind of like extra chunky. Like they weren't lightweight. They're good power forward shoes, not guard shoes. Oh, those are nice though. I like those.
And finally, here it does appear that the relationship is over. Looks like Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen have finally called it quits. They took a little break back in February, I guess, when he didn't want to buy her a Valentine's present. But they were never really able to reconcile after their little tiff back in February. They were spotted out together shopping. But it appears they have called it quits, at least for now. So
about time. Yeah. I mean, she fine and all. She got too much overhead. Got too much overhead, man.
I was just rooting for her last name to be Pippen Jordan.
I know.
Or
I
Jordan
know,
Pippen.
I know.
That would have been really funny.
I know, but yeah. She. If I'm Scotty, I'm taking her to court to get my name. You remember Ike saying, but the name stays here. The name, remember Ike told Tina she couldn't take her name?
Speaking of the name
stays home.
Speaking of the name, full court press being put on right now by Lily because my wife's last name, she's kept her last name. She's got the same last name. But me and Lily and Jack are all Bunker.
Correct.
Lily's like, why isn't your last name Bunker?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's a great question, Lily. You should continue to ask her that every day until she feels guilty enough to change it.
She don't feel guilty about not being a Bunker?
No. No. And no one ever has. No one's been lining up to
How
be a Bunker.
How did that discussion go?
What do you mean?
I've always been curious.
What do you mean?
Okay, baby, Ashley, y'all got married. You got proposed to her on the mountain, right? Up in the mountain?
I did. I proposed to her on a mountain.
Yes.
It didn't happen that day.
When does that conversation occur?
About what? The last name?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. Probably even before that.
Oh, really?
She was like, I think I probably want to keep my last name. And I was like, all right.
Why? I like Davis. Don't get me wrong. Davis is a cool name. I like Bunker, though.
I like Bunker. I don't know. She said she wanted to, so.
Oh, okay.
That was that.
All right. You left it at that, huh?
Yeah. Okay. With the long-term plan being, I'll get you pregnant a few times.
Yes.
Have children whose last names are Bunker, and then use them to guilt trip you into joining the squad eventually.
Okay.
But I'm not going to be the one to do it.
Okay.
Because she can do whatever she wants.
She's grown.
It's the 21st century or something.
She's grown.
2024.
And she's grown.
Whatever she wants.
And she's grown.
Yeah, you know, she didn't grow up on Bunker Cove Road. You know what I mean?
It's true. They got a road named after her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But Lily's on it.
Yeah.
She's doing my dirty work for me. I like that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Michigan State's up by 11 over Mississippi State. BYU has 2 points. They got two. That's it. So they're getting beat. We'll keep you updated on all that stuff. 1 o'clock hour coming up next. We stumbled to a finish in the noon hour. Go to break. See you later. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.